Megillah Perek Alf Mishnah Vav. Ein bein hamoider hanah mechaver lemoider mimena meichel. There's no difference in a person makes a neder not to have hanah from his friend to a person that makes a neder not to have any type of food from his friend. Any type of meichel. Even something that is going to bring about food. So both of these cases, there's no chumrah when a person says he's not having any benefit. He's not really adding that much. That's really not a difference from a person making a neder not to have any type of food from him or any type of things that will bring to food. The only two exceptions are drisus haregel, that if a person makes a neder not to have any hana, he therefore would not be allowed to walk through his friend's property, like for a shortcut or something like that. So that would be drisus haregel, because that's not a type of benefit that brings a person that he can have food from that. Or kalim shein osim ben ochel nefesh, so let's say he borrows whatever, a baseball bat or any type of thing, or a shirt or a jacket, whatever it is. He borrows any kli, if it doesn't give him ochel nefesh, food benefit, then that's only usser when he is moder hana in general. But if he was moder meichel, not to have food, those cases would be mutter. The Rav says, however, there's one exception. If he's in a place where people would rent these things, like people would rent out baseball bats and would rent out coats and shirts and things like that, that would not normally bring about food, but people would normally rent them. So therefore, the guy that's lending it to you is actually losing out. So you're actually gaining, because normally, let's say, it would cost you $1 to rent a baseball bat. So now you're actually having $1 in your pocket as a result of that. And therefore, that's hana that's mevi lide meichel, because you can buy food. So therefore, if it's a place where they would rent it, and yet the guy gives it to you, even if it's something that is not something that normally brings lai meichel, even if it's a kli that's not osa ochel nefesh, yet you're going to get a tangible dollar benefit from it, because it's a place that they rent, there you're not allowed to do it. Next continues. Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos. There's no difference between nedarim and nedavos. Nedarim is if a person makes a neder stam, he says, harei alai, it's upon me to bring X to the base of Mikdash. And a nedava is a person says, I'm bringing this specific animal as a carbon oil to the base of Mikdash. So nedava is specifically harei zu, this, and a neder is harei alai, it's upon me. But he's not pointing to a specific animal. So there's no difference between nedarim and nedavos. Alash nedarim chayv b'achriyusin, a neder, he's chayv in the achrayus, that if it gets lost, if the animal gets lost, since he just said it's upon me to bring an animal, and he had an animal set up, and that animal got lost, so he has to bring another one. Nedavos eino chayv b'achriyusin, but a nedava where he designated a specific animal, where he said harei zu, and that animal got lost, eino chayv b'achriyusin, he's not responsible to give another animal as a carbon in its place.